With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time once again for Bonafide or Bogus on Y98.
Thank you, Al. It's Bonafide or Bogus with me, Tim Convey. You guys know how it works. I make a statement. You guys weigh in on whether it is bonafide, true, or bogus, false. Sound good?
Yes.
It is National Have a Coke Day.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice.
Yep. It's a big deal.
Solid.
I'm a big fan. Huge fan. GBCs, we call them. Those glass bottle Cokes. It's the best thing going.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to see how much you guys know about Coca-Cola. First up, bonafide or bogus. Coke ships its syrup to McDonald's locations in stainless steel containers, not the conventional plastic bags that other suppliers use, and that's why it tastes so good.
Oh, I like that. I'm going to say bona fide.
I'm going to say bogus.
Bona fide.
That's bona fide.
Bona fide!
That is real. As a result, it is the most delicious, freshest Coke available at McDonald's.
Hmm.
I never knew that. I knew that everyone said. I thought they used a higher percentage of syrup, like they were just giving you more syrup per water.
No, it's but a stainless steel container.
Stainless steel. I know. Now we know.
Wow.
What a great radio segment. Bonafide or bogus, more than 10,000 Coca-Cola soft drinks are consumed per second in the world.
Yeah, that's probably low. 10,000 per second.
10,000.
That's
crazy. That's
never mind.
I'm gonna say bonafide.
Yeah, bonafide.
Bogus.
Bonafide.
Bonafide!
That is real. 10,000 per
wow.
second. And this blows my mind. Business Insider, so you know it's legit, reports that on average, Mexicans, that's where it's most popular, Mexico, Mexicans drink 745 Coke beverages a year in comparison to Americans who drink 401 Coke products a year. I'd like to remind you, there are only 365 days in a year.
I'm doing my part to push up that American average.
Yeah, yeah. You sure are. Yeah.
And let me
look out, Mexico. Lance is coming for you.
If you can get your hands on a GBC Mexican Coke, even better.
Lights
have you
out.
Had one of those?
Is that a real question?
I don't know. There was a restaurant in St. Louis that used to be right around the corner from our old studios called the Good Pie, and they used to serve Mexican Coke in glass bottles, and it was the best Coke I've ever had.
You can get it in a lot of places. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. I mean, you can get them at Schnucks. You can get them all over the place. I got a few in the fridge. Don't worry about it.
You do? Mm-hmm. Fancy.
It's National Have a Coke Day. What am I supposed to do? Not drink one?
Mm-hmm.
Up next, bonafide or bogus. Coke actually made a clear cola long before Crystal Pepsi. There was clear Coke before there was clear Pepsi is what I'm trying to say here. Bonafide or bogus?
Bogus.
I'm going to say that's bonafide.
Bonafide.
It's bonafide.
Bonafide!
And you better believe there's a story. During World War II, a guy named General Dwight Eisenhower, heard of him, introduced Coke to a Jorge Zhukov. He was a Russian general who had resisted Nazi forces, a real hero, this Zhukov. Zhukov loved it. He couldn't get enough Coke. But here's the deal. He thought that in Russia, this is the Stalinist era, keep that in mind, that people would frown on him for enjoying a distinctly American and capitalist product. That's how they were. They frowned a lot in Stalinist era Russia. So he requested through his buddy Eisenhower that Coke produce the drink for him in a plain bottle and make it colorless to resemble vodka. Because not frowned upon drinking vodka all day long.
Yeah.
Coke did it, and that's what they had over in Russia.
Wow.
They didn't get the classic version until 1985.
What?
Wow. And then they got new Coke. And it's like,
Yeah, right.
Yeah, more on that later. again, we're on Instagram Live if you want to play along. Up next, Bonafide or Bogus, there are only two countries in the world, two countries in the entire world where Coca-Cola is not sold.
Oh, I think that's bogus. It has to be everywhere.
Yeah, I would agree. I'd say bogus.
Unless it's like, did you say countries?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll say Bonafide.
Yep, I'm going to say Bonafide.
Bonafide.
Bonafide?
What are they?
Antarctica?
Nope.
Mountain Dew land? And Vestville.
You live in Vestville.
And it is the best.
No, countries. You guys can do this. Not a lot of freedom in these places.
Oh, is it like China? It can't be China.
North Korea.
North Korea.
And Cuba.
I was going to say Cuba, but what about the Cuba Libre?
Well, what's Cuba Libre?
Cuba Libre is concerned. Frankly, Lance, we don't have time to discuss it. I'm happy to talk about it on fair with you for as long as you'd like to talk about it, but not during Bonafide or Bogus. What's Cuba Libre?
I believe it is a Coke and rum, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a rum and Coke, but I mean, how can you make a Cuba Libre in Cuba without the Coke?
Well, that's why so many people are so unhappy there. Bonafide or Bogus? Coca-Cola was the second soft drink consumed in space. Bonafide or Bogus?
Oh. Bonafide.
Soft drink. You know what? I sense a streak here. I'm going to say Bonafide.
Second, I'm going to say Bonafide as well.
It's bogus.
Bogus!
Oh.
Coca-Cola was the first soft drink consumed in space in 1985. And they made a really big deal out of it. They kind of lobbied hard to be like, they were going to go up there and test all these things. Coca-Cola lobbied hard, and they did it. Here's the thing. A Pepsi was consumed in space less than 8 hours later. So then Coke goes crazy. Coke was it. They took out full page newspaper ads all over the place. It was on TV. Coke was it. It was the first one in space. Yada, yada, yada. It was only 8 hours. So then they asked Pepsi about it, and they said the first soft drink enjoyed in space was a Coke. Of course. Wait, sorry. Oh, yeah, but it's about as relevant as who's first in the birth of twins. If they were first to be tested up there, it was the new Coke, and you can be sure they had to wash it down with a Pepsi.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
Dang.
Man. Well played.
Ice cold. Is that five, guys? You want to do one more?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Bonafide or bogus, Coca-Cola invented the coupon.
Ooh. Hmm.
Possible.
Bonafide.
You all win.
Bonafide.
Something. This is pretty crazy. Now, no one can absolutely prove it, but Coca-Cola claims that they did. The company distributed sample coupons in late 1886, and the company believes that was the reason the drink spread from a small population in Atlanta to every state in the U.S. By 1890. Between 1886 and 1914, 1 in 10 Cokes was given away for free.
Wow.
That's like 10%.
Bonafide. Actually, bogus. It is 10%. The biggest taste you will ever get.
Coke is it. Coca-Cola is it. And that's another round of Bonafide or Bogus on Y98.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.